should we be able to defend our homes?
Should we have the right to defend ourselves against burglars? The British government seems to be leaning more in favour of those who attack intruders. But is this right?
Andy and Tracy Ferry were in their home in the remote cottage in the village of Welby, Leicestershire, when they were woken by the sound of breaking glass. Minutes later, two burglars came into their bedroom. Fearing for their lives, Andy, 35, used a legally held shotgun to shoot at the robbers, who fled the scene.
Four men were later arrested at the Leicester Royal Infirmary, where two of them were being treated for shotgun wounds. Meanwhile, Andy and Tracy were arrested and spent almost 3 days of questioning by police. They were eventually told they wouldn't be facing charges. The couple have since emigrated to Australia amid fears of a revenge attack.
Of course, this isn't the first time that something like this has happened. In February 2011, Gary Holmes was relaxing at home with his girlfriend and two-month-old baby when he spotted a man creeping around his garden. He ran to grab his air rifle and challenged the burglar as he got into their home in Hull, in the north of England.
During a scuffle, Gary managed to fire two shots after the burglar lunged at him with a metal bar. This sent the burglar packing. Gary telephoned the police to report the attack. "I never expected to have to shoot a person," Gary said afterwards. "I didn't have much time to worry about if I was going to be prosecuted because I was more concerned about whether he would be coming back and whether my girlfriend and the baby were okay," he added.
So, what do the government think? David Cameron has said that the Conservatives want to give homeowners more rights against intruders who break into their homes. The government has already changed the law in an attempt to ensure that those acting in a reasonable way when confronting burglars are not prosecuted. The proposals mean that householders will be given protection under the law for fighting back against burglars unless they use grossly disproportionate force.
But is this a good thing? Some argue that this could lead to increased levels of violence as homeowners across the country arm themselves. This could also increase the dangers of mistakes being made, or deaths or accidents occurring after shooting incidents.
Meanwhile, burglars beware!